You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Here's the thing. You're busy. You're a professional. Maybe you're a pharmacist, and you know you're capable of doing more, doing much more, and living a more organized, less stressful, purposeful, and freedom-driven life. Let's talk. Let's share. And let's grow together as an industry, as healthcare providers, and as a better unified community. It may seem like some of these things don't easily fit together. After all, what do career coaching, marketing strategy, networking, and pharmacy have in common? Welcome to the RX Buzz. Your host is a pharmacist, a wife, a mother, an entrepreneur, and a proven motivational career coach, Ashley Clevens Hayes. This is the RX Buzz Podcast, a collaboration between RX Ashley and the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Joanna, welcome to the RX Buzz. It's been really freaking long time that I've been pulling you and trying to get you on here, and now you're finally here. So I just want to say thank you for your time and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Ashley.
Of course.
I'm very happy to be here.
Good, me too. And you know, you and I have met each other like two or three years ago now? I don't even remember. Actually, I think it was three, maybe two and a half. And we started talking and we took our Instagram friendship offline and over the phone. And I was like, who is this girl? We need to be friends. And I think we've really worked well together over the past couple of years. So I love what you're doing and I'm so glad you're with me today. Let's start off by just sharing a little bit about, you know, who you are and how did you get to what you're doing right now?
Okay. My name is Joanna. I have worked in a lot of different, I'm a pharmacist. So I've worked in a lot of different settings. That's kind of my journey that we can talk about, but really my passion in pharmacy, I've always kind of gone the compliance and regulatory route. But in that journey, I've learned a lot about myself and personal wellness. And as a pharmacist, we do kind of see all sides of medicine and how really integrative medicine is kind of the way of the future. Just treating not just the patient's physical state, but their mind and their spirit as well.
Yes. I love that. So, so through your journey and through kind of walk us through kind of how you got started in pharmacy and where you are today with your career per se.
Okay. So pharmacy school, I went, for a variety of reasons. And it's funny how I know we talk about this all the time, but one of the reasons I went to pharmacy school, my initial reason was I really wanted to make, you know, people better. I wanted to have an impact on patients, but I really wanted to work for like the FDA and, you know, be involved in the regulations to make people safer. And then I got into pharmacy school and saw that there's 1,000 different options. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I tried a lot of things and it's funny that I ended up where I started, like where I wanted to start.
Right.
So
right.
I kind of, but along the way I met my husband, and I know you and I have talked about how we share the medical journey and
yeah, totally
all of that. So, so because of that and his residency, we kind of had to skip around a little bit. I did a year in Chicago. I did 5 or 6 years in North Carolina, and now we're in Florida, which I believe we're here to stay, but
cross your fingers. I don't know.
I know.
It's changing. Yeah. So basically navigating your career and not following your spouse. Cause I mean, but it was his career that kind of dictated where you're going to be geographically living. So you had to get creative.
Exactly. Yeah. And I had to kind of, you know, I was in a really good job that I didn't want to leave at one point. And my husband finished his residency and we moved to Florida, and trying to duplicate that job was, I had to kind of reassess my journey. Like, why do I want to do this? Mm-hmm. What do I want? What don't I want? So yeah, I mean, it's all been a good little journey.
I mean, it's been definitely a journey. Tell us about when you moved from North Carolina down to Florida, kind of what was specifically your experience, and, you know, tell us a little bit more about the pharmacist guide and how that came to all fruition.
Okay. So when I worked at Duke, a lot of my roles were, I did a lot of project management and quality stuff. And I had to reach out to a lot of different institutions and benchmark, like, how are you implementing this process. And I enjoy that part, like talking to other people, networking with other pharmacists and kind of just getting to know people. And on the other side of that, I not at Duke, but I had worked in other places where just when you're in the clinical pharmacy side or the community pharmacy side, there's a lot of negativity. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's just because we're trained to focus on what's wrong with the situation. You know, that's what we look at. But I think the work environments were just not a positive place.
Yeah.
So alongside this, I mean, my job was great. And I think you can still be in a job that you like, but be really burned out.
Totally. Yeah.
I was like in that position, just had a baby. Husband was in his fellowship, so he was no help at all. I was trying to work.
Sorry, that was really funny.
It's so true, though.
Well, the reason why I'm laughing is because, I mean, I walk that walk, you know? Yeah. My husband, I mean, love our husbands. It's nothing negative on them, but they're so consumed in their training and then their career that it's like, okay, where do I fit in? What am I doing?
Right. And I mean, like, childcare drop off started at 7, but he had to be at the hospital at 6:30.
Right.
So he never dropped off or picked up.
Same here. Yeah.
It was just like, I'd always be racing to leave.
Right.
I became much more efficient, but by the nature of my work there, I had a lot of different projects and I was newer in my career. So it, you know, I put a lot of pressure on myself. So I will say I was very burnt out. Mm-hmm. Now in the back of my head, I had always, especially right when I had my child, social media was starting to become bigger. And I looked for pharmacists on Instagram. I don't know. I always gravitated towards Instagram more than other platforms.
Because it's fun.
Yeah, exactly. it always felt more inspirational to me.
Yeah. Okay.
And visual, I guess. Uh-huh. So I started, my husband, I finished my position and my boss gave me the opportunity. He said, we'd like to keep you on. What do you think about working remotely for a while? Cause a lot of my projects I could do and, you know, I didn't have to be mm-hmm. on site for. And I was like, that's great because I don't have to jump back into work and I don't have to feel like I have to go back into work.
Yeah.
But he also put me in touch with the pharmacy director down in Florida and I had an interview and it went great. And like 2 days later he offered me the job. And I just remember walking in that parking garage and I was like feeling sick to my stomach. Like, I'm like, I can't, you know how your body just tells you like, I can't jump into this again.
Right.
Like I could,
right.
It was, right. I had such a negative reaction and never been one to say no to like what I thought was an opportunity, but
right.
I ended up turning it down. And
I mean, that's hard. That's hard.
It was very hard.
Yeah.
But the best decision I could have made. I mean, I started the pharmacist guide and that was kind of my creative outlet, just connecting with people. And, at first I was anonymous. I just felt like I didn't know what direction I wanted to take. And I thought I could just be free to be myself and put this positive spin on our profession. And now, you know, it's grown to what it is.
Probably the largest Instagram platform in all of pharmacy, not just like this baby thing. So let's not play us down. You're killing it.
But it was, yeah, like a lot of different, you know, a lot of soul searching along the way.
Totally. I want to go back to that point where you said you turned down that job in the marketplace that we're in now. It wasn't too long ago, right? It was like 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, not even. Yeah. It was probably like, yeah.
I want to go back to that because, you know, so many people who are probably listening or who are looking for new jobs are in this mindset of there's no jobs, you know, there's no jobs. And it's amazing to me that I have surrounded myself with people, a lot of women who see the exact opposite of, no, I actually have so many opportunities. I just don't know which one to choose. So I love that you actually, you recognize what you're good at and you realize like, listen, there's some burnout things going on and we can talk about what burnout is specifically, but you're feeling that you're feeling the feels, whatever the feels were.
Yeah.
And you stopped and you said, this isn't right for me. I need to change something. And you actually turned down like a really, really, really prestigious job. That takes a lot of courage. So
it was very scary.
Like, oh my gosh, I hear you. When I first launched my business, I was turning down jobs and it was terrifying to me. And I would literally get sick because I was so nervous that I would never have anything again.
Right. Well, that's, I was like, will I be able to, if I ever want to go back to work, will I be able to again? Right. Am I not going to be relevant anymore?
Right. Right.
My experience going to still be, you know, mean something. And I mean, I don't think things could have turned out better right now.
Right. So. Okay. So you launched the Pharmacist Guide, turned down the job, launched the Pharmacist Guide. So tell us about that.
You know, like I said earlier, it was very, I kind of made my own website, very homegrown, anonymous. And I just kind of started trying to post, things that I thought the world of pharmacy would relate to and put it a positive spin, you know, and like how, you know, remind people, bring them back to gratitude and trying to help people be strong, because burnout, I mean, I know the statistics say it's like 50% of our profession. Yeah. I feel like it's probably like 80% of our profession.
Right. I mean, but depending upon who you're, what studies you're looking
what
at.
What area.
Yeah.
But just not even pharmacy. It's healthcare in general. Right. It's honestly most jobs. We all are feeling the pressure to do too much.
Totally.
And maybe not the right. I mean, I know you thankfully recommended that book, Essentialism. And I just think that's such a good way to refocus, like focusing on the right things,
right,
and putting the energy towards.
I totally agree. When you were feeling like the burnout feeling, what did that mean to you, and how did you kind of recognize the symptoms?
For me, I felt it, I would say twice. In community pharmacy, it was more, I'd go home every day, like, I don't want to say angry, but I just could not let these encounters go. And I couldn't just relax.
Right.
I couldn't just go turn it off and enjoy myself. And then when I was in my other role, burnout was more, I think I just, there was too much to do. And I don't think I knew, or I had the tools internally to handle everything.
Yeah, totally.
So I had so many projects, and if I didn't know the next step to take, I think I just would either internalize the stress.
Yeah.
I was too busy to really focus on nutrition at that time. So, and then sleep, I had a new baby, so that went out the window.
Totally.
And I think all those fundamentals of like taking care of yourself, I was so busy. I didn't have as much time to, you know, be with my friends.
Right.
So I think all those things that are kind of your renewal sources, I wasn't making a priority, and I just got depleted basically.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. So you said no to that job. You launched the Pharmacist Guide, and as you were creating more of your, or tapping into more of your creative side, what ended up happening? Like what did you start to discover?
I started to discover that you could have great ideas. You know, brand is a lot more, I know we've talked about this too. You have to put in money to make money. And that was scary for me too.
Totally.
Like I had to start investing a little bit more in a nicer looking website. I had to start, creating a strategy around consistency. And I kind of had to gain credibility and to just connect with the audience, I had to put my face out there. Yeah. So I was kind of hiding behind this.
I don't think I've ever told you this. I'm just going to say it for everyone here. When we first started exchanging, I was like, I have no idea who this person is. Like,
I remember you're like, who is behind this account?
Yeah. Did I say that? I'm sure I did.
Yeah, I think so.
That sounds very much like something I would say. Like, can you describe yourself?
Exactly.
But I'm glad it worked out.
Yeah. And honestly, taking that step, you know, it was out of my comfort zone because I liked being behind the scenes.
Of course.
Has opened up so many doors, and I've met so many amazing people and been able to collaborate with a lot of people. So, you know, it was scary, but it was good.
Yeah. So while you were getting comfortable being uncomfortable, and kind of coming out of, you know, behind the closed doors of Instagram or social media and all platforms, what did you start to discover more about your side? And obviously you had two more babies, so you have three kids. So you're kind of doing all these in the weeds of just gaining credibility with your platform. But really, when did you start to tap into more of the wellness focus?
That, I think, has been all along, like, my, I would say, overarching theme, I just kind of didn't put it all together. Like I've always been, for me, I've always kind of, I've liked the physical side of wellness. I've liked, like to exercise, to manage my stress. I've liked to at least research, you know, healthy food, lifestyle, nutrition, but the mental side, I was really went to my burnout. I think we don't realize how they're connected. And, you know, if our mental state isn't where we need it to be, which for me, I was in a lot of negative patterns. Like I would get really stressed and just start like spiraling in my head. Like this is going wrong. This is going wrong. I can't do this. I never have time for this. I'm not doing a good job at this. Like I'm letting this ball drop. And that focus and getting out of my head was one of the main things that taking that time off helped with. Right. And I think, you know, that's what I've kind of tried to shine a light on in this wellness, and for the pharmacist guide, that it's not just physical, but it's mental as well.
Yeah. So when you talk about wellness, can you break that down for us? Because I feel like it has so many different definitions, and depending upon who you're speaking to, I feel like it could be different for everyone.
I know, exactly. And it really is. I think it's like the overarching definition is like, actively making choices or consciously making choices to be, pretty much in a state of good health, but the health is both physical, mental, and spiritual.
Huh. I love that.
Yeah. I like connecting the three. And then, as you become aware, like your whole goal is to create a healthy and fulfilling life.
Of course.
And then I think that's kind of the umbrella, and people kind of, jump into different sections of wellness, like physical side, nutrition, sleep, even like gratitude, mindfulness practice, all of that, they kind of lump into that.
And so what do you like, where do you see pharmacy fitting into this wellness space?
Pharmacy, we're in a good position because not only do we have the education to put everything together, we also are very present with the public. So, you know, a lot of these medications and a lot of these disease states do need lifestyle modifications. Like you should be eating well, you should be exercising, you should be trying to get your sleep. And then we see patients who come in and evaluating their mental state, like, how are you feeling? These diseases are scary. People are fearful. They have a lot of questions, and just making them feel safe and supported, I think contributes to their wellness.
Right.
Because their wellness isn't just taking this pill to make me feel better. It's, you know, getting to a good state mentally where they're accepting and, you know, kind of working through their disease.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, as someone who's really focusing and honing in on this specific topic, how do you, you know, what are your best recommendations? I mean, I guess I could speak for myself here. Sometimes I'm like, I need a quick fix, or I need that instant boost or that instant gratification of if I go for a run, you know, is this something that I have to do forever? Or I think in today's culture and today's society, it's all about that quick win. And wellness is not, in my interpretation, you know, it's something that's like a lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly.
And so like, what are your tips on how we can achieve that lifestyle?
I think, okay, so it's all about building good habits, making these conscious choices every day to be healthier. So you can do that physically. I think if you can incorporate a little bit of exercise, you know, 3 to 5 times a week, I would say like your nutrition, you can make, for me, I'm better at small little steps.
Yeah.
So for 1 month, cut out sugar or cut out soda. I don't think it is a quick fix. You can't just do an overhaul. You can't go for a run one day and be healthy. You have to make these decisions weekly and daily that you're going to do what's best for your body, that you're going to focus on positive things. You know, you need to have the resilience or the grit, the internal resilience or resources to keep you going when you want to get down.
Right. No, I totally agree with you. And what did some, like, okay, so someone's like, I'm overwhelmed and burnt out. What do you think some of the first steps that they can take are? Because I mean, to be honest, I feel like sometimes wellness is even overwhelming because there's so much to think about. A lot of it's like, wait, so where do I start? Eat, sleep, like meditate, run, or, you know, and a busy lifestyle. It's like, how do you figure out which one that we should be
doing? It's like all of the above.
Yeah.
Well, and I think the other thing is knowing what works for you and making like those small changes every day. So I think if you're feeling burnout, the easiest way, the nicest thing would just be to like quit your job and go home and relax. Yeah. But we know that's not really what can happen.
Right.
So I think, you know, first of all, if you can exercise every day, just getting that routine and habit, that's a good stress reliever.
Right.
And then as pharmacists, we're not very good about nutrition because we don't really have a lot of time to eat.
Yeah.
So even planning one day, and this is what stresses me out with wellness, or it used to, I'd be like, oh, I have to do this and this and this.
Right.
But I've taken the mentality. First, the journey is the destination.
Yeah.
So wellness is my daily choices. I don't have to think of the whole week. What is my now and what can I do in this present moment?
Yes.
To be in a good mental state. If you're getting yelled at by someone, or, you know, you're dealing with an angry customer, just kind of focusing on the present,
right.
Getting, you just have to build those mental tools. Like, this isn't personal. This isn't about me. And building, I think when you have the support inside and when you feel renewed, mm-hmm. it's a lot easier to go forward instead of letting like one little encounter spiral you for the day.
Totally. And I think first is identifying that, oh, this is burnout, right? I'm in it. Yeah. So how do I take steps to really alleviate the burnout outside of just quitting my job? I think a lot of people just want to quit. But the reality is, I think it carries on to the next job, no matter if it's how perfect it is.
Well, and if you haven't dealt with what's causing it in the first place, absolutely.
Right.
And I think, again, for me, I won't say like I got lucky necessarily, but we moved. So I left my retail pharmacy job, which was killing me emotionally, and moved to hospital pharmacy, which was a totally different climate.
Right.
I still feel like there was negativity, but the pace was different. And I kind of made the choice, with my shifts, I was able to have time in the morning to work out and to spend time doing things. But like I said, this hasn't been like a year journey. This has been like a 10-year journey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of little things that I've added, you know, month by month or year by year.
Yeah. I love that. No, it's totally true. And I think people, we have to be really patient with ourselves. And
yes,
I think that's the struggle. I really do. I mean, every single day I get people that call me or email me or reach out to me, like, I need a new job. I need a job. I'm like, okay, this takes a long time. Like, this is a process. And as much as, I mean, it's possible to get a new position, same with your wellness journey, same with any journey, it just takes time. And you got to like feel out what works and feel out what doesn't work. But I want to go back to the point that, you know, you had the instinct to say no when you were in that process of navigating, like, what should I be doing next? And you just said, I'm going to pause, I'm going to stop. And that's when, like, I think your joy was really able to come back.
Yeah.
Circle back, because you were able to start your like side thing and you had this creativity flowing. And now you're in a job that you absolutely love, that you totally are like in your zone of genius for. And that was just a little bit of time in your life that you totally benefited from.
Yes. But like I said, it was so scary. Like,
just, I can only imagine. Yeah. I mean, I actually have done it. So
like the mental thoughts in my head were very hard. And even when I had that time off, a lot of times I would second guess, like, oh, maybe I should have taken that job.
Right.
But hindsight, definitely not. Like, it's all been
totally
great.
Totally agree. Okay. So now you are living your best life, doing awesome. Tell us a bit, you have a book coming out. So let's talk about that. Tell us a little bit about what you've read and writing, and when's it going to come out?
Put it on the spot. Never any question. So it's really talks about, it's the pharmacist's guide to rediscovering your purpose, redefining your goals, and elevating your practice.
Love
so
it.
A lot of that is kind of what we talked about in this podcast. We kind of diving into the mental barriers holding you back, burnout included, and then starting your journey on what really is meaningful to me.
Yeah.
And finding meaning in that, whether if that's you find joy in your work again, or you develop a passion project and have that
right.
space outside of your job to feel fulfilled. And then at the end of that, so we talk about our goals, and then I talk about how just a lot of techniques, overall techniques you can take to elevate not only, I say practice, which would be your career, but really your life.
Right.
And just kind of help you move forward in this wellness
right.
journey.
Right. Love it. I love it. And that's going to be out for hard copy, or are you ebooking it?
I'm hard copying this one. March is the date.
Love it. That yes. is awesome. All right. Well, if people want to reach out to you, what is the best way that they can get in touch with you?
So my website is thepharmacistguide.com. I'm on Instagram at pharmacistguide, and my links to my email are on both of those, but it's thepharmacistguide@gmail.com.
Yeah. And I will make sure to have, to link them in the show notes, but this was awesome. You're awesome, Joanna. I love what you talk about.
Thank you. You're so inspiring.
Your path has just been fantastic. And I think that you're paving the way for a lot of other people to, you know, stop what they're doing and just take a moment and ask yourself some serious questions. Like, what do I need? And what can I incorporate? What tools can I incorporate into my life, my career, my family, in order to really thrive. That's my word of the year. Thrive in.
Thrive. I love that.
That's my favorite word. Yeah. All right. We'll talk soon. Thanks so much for having me. Or thanks so much for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
This was just the beginning. If this was your first time listening to the RX Buzz, we welcome you and thank you for giving us a chance. And if you're an old friend, one of our subscribers, we cherish you and look forward to hearing from you. And now we need your help. We ask that you share this podcast with just one person you know who's in the healthcare industry. If this podcast can help just one person, we believe it will have a chain reaction, having an impact on dozens, hundreds, thousands, and someday millions of people. Thank you for your help. We truly appreciate you. And thank you for listening to the RX Buzz, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network.